Small business makes up the vast majority of Australia's businesses, and the centrepiece of this year's federal budget is a $5.6 billion small business package aimed right at them. It includes 8 different measures, from tax cuts to website redevelopment, and is intended to spur growth and create jobs. But will it succeed? Josh Nicholas caught up with Peter Strong, Executive Director of the Council of Small Business Australia, to unpack the small business package.
It's designed to boost spending, and it's designed to boost spending from the biggest part of the business community, which of course is the small business people. It's designed to, you know, give small business the ability to plan, the confidence to plan. It really does send a message, a huge message, you know, an ambiguous one, that the government wants people to go out and look to grow their business, look to purchase goods, certainly create employment, and certainly create cash flow through the economy.
If we look at two of the taxes specifically first, there was a tax reduction of 1.5%, and the other one is the asset write-off plan, basically. You can now write off up to $20,000 of assets immediately rather than depreciating them over a number of years. Do you think those two are two good measures?
Well, yeah, what they've done with the package, they've got the big ticket item, which is the $20,000 you mentioned. That is extraordinary. Nobody expected that. We were hoping for $10,000. We would have been, you know, sort of pleased with that, but $20,000 sends a huge message. Now, the tax break, when you look at the rest of it, what the government's put together is a full package. So in the past, when the government's offered us a 1.5% tax break, we've said thank you, but it hasn't really excited people. But when it's part of a big package, you view it differently. You view it and you say, well, there's also this tax cut. There's also the $20,000. They've removed some very silly red tape. They've taken the fringe benefits tax away from the purchase of phones or computer equipment that you might supply to your employees. So they've done some good things there beyond the $20,000. And as you say, the 1.5 cents, in the past we would have gone, yeah, thanks. But now we go, yep, this is a package.
So I just want to bring up one criticism which I heard. Just after the lockup, I went to a press conference with Clive Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
And his basic point was that he was saying the vast majority of small businesses in Australia aren't profitable. And of course, a tax break or a write-off only really can take effect if you are paying tax. So he's saying that this won't be beneficial for a lot of businesses.
Well, Clive's right. You've got to make a profit to take advantage of this. So he's spot on. And that's one of the issues we've always said with the tax break. And the other thing, of course, with the $20,000, if you don't have money to spend, then it's not going to be very good for you as well. So he's quite right. What it does mean and there's nothing you can do in that area except boost the economy. If you boost the economy, hopefully businesses will be able to trade back. They'll be able to sell their businesses, you know, all of a sudden people become a lot more confident. Nothing's perfect, but it's very difficult to be mean about this budget.
Okay, so if we move on to another part of the plan, was they've put $19 for incentives for employers, for small businesses to employ more people, and $25 million for incentives for the unemployed to look for work. Now, do you think, I mean, those aren't big sums of money. Do you think that's enough to kickstart more employment?
Well, you're right. They're not big sums of money. It's going to work somewhere. What we have at the moment, the problem, and we've brought this up with the government, I don't think there's anything in there about this, but the employment services are not giving a good service to small business. That's one of the problems we've got. So if I read this properly, the subsidies will go straight to a small business. So how much money did you say was in the subsidies?
For the employers, it was $19 million, and for the unemployed, it's $25
million. So employers was $19 million. So I think they're talking about $10,000 per employer. So what's that, a couple of thousand jobs?
Yeah.
So as you say, that's quite right to say it's not a lot. But I think if I know governments and agencies and things like that, if it works, if we can get the money to the business, not to the employment service providers who normally keep the money, if we can do that, then I think we might find some more money going out there.
There's quite a lot of streamlining in this budget. So included in the startup package was $30 million to overhaul a couple of government websites, the tax office, the Securities Exchange Investment Committee, to make registering your business online more streamlined. And there's also a lot of talk about cutting red tape. So are you happy with those measures?
Yeah, well, I wasn't aware of the measures about the websites. Now, that's really good because I know the tax office in particular, they're always wanting to make the website better. It's really complicated, and it costs money. You know, that's, of course, it costs money.
Do you have any more comments about the budget, about what's happened?
Well, yeah, one of the things with the tax break for small businesses, some big businesses and some commentators are saying, well, you can't have a two-tiered tax system. We do have a two-tiered tax system already. We can't move money offshore. We can't get very expensive accountants in to, you know, do what we have to do to minimise tax. We can't, and that's the silly thing. It is a two-tiered system, and, you know, they've just got to face up to that, and this is one way of making it fairer.
Peter Strong, Executive Director of the Council of Small Business Australia. He was speaking with On The Money reporter Josh Nicholas.